Well, basically, the individual who negotiated for the Roosevelt statue is not a resident of Mercer County and was simply attempting to do something nice on behalf of the Roosevelt Academy. So he commissioned this statue to be made from the large art company out of North Carolina. He did this in concert with the city of Aledo, is my understanding. The city council voted and agreed to have it. For some reason, it wasn't able to be put in the park, so it was placed on Mercer County's courthouse lawn. It turns out that Mr. Judkins, who had initially commissioned the statue, realized it was twice as expensive as what he had thought, so he only paid for half of it. It is my understanding that Mr. Rist does not have a contract with any entity whatsoever, including Mr. Judkins. So he has decided that because it's sitting on the courthouse property, that we are now responsible for the balance. I have indicated to Mr. Rist that that's simply not the case, that that's not how it works. Mr. Judkins paid with a personal credit card. At no point in time did he have authority from Mercer County or negotiate on behalf of Mercer County. So simply put, I asked the board if they were interested in paying the balance of roughly $7,000. And given the state of our economy and our current budget, that's just simply not something we can afford to do. So basically, I will be contacting Mr. Rist and advising him that the board has chosen not to pay the balance and that if he wishes to come retrieve the statue, then that's what he needs to do.